All right, welcome to January 31st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and the show is going through some changes. I've been working on my YouTube channel and getting that set up, but so far it's been a slow process with a lot of learning on the way. But once it is up, I'll have some fresh new content. Archive shows will appear more interesting than just an audio file, and you'll finally be able to see this tool shed I've been talking about for the last few years. I'm also changing the name, and I'm getting some good feedback on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. How about Joe's Daily Patriotic Nuggets? Or Daily Patriotic Whoppers by Joe? Or how about Joe's Daily Patriotic Pass, as somebody suggested? I don't know. I'm having a hard time making up my mind on this one. So keep the suggestions coming. And as always, thanks for listening and participating. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now on to today's headlines. We'll wish a happy birthday to James Blaine of Maine, basically the only Republican not to get elected president post-Civil War. Plus, Clinton bails out Mexico, as well as Super Bowl news with the Redskins, Broncos, and Cowboys. All right, so now here I go. 1830. Happy birthday, James Blaine, the only Republican not to get elected president in the late 1800s. Some historians consider the ages between Reconstruction and World War I an era of presidential Republican versus Democrats. The only Democrat that would actually win, however, was Grover Cleveland. From West Brownsville, Pennsylvania, Blaine got his education from what is now Washington and Jefferson College and became a teacher and a newspaper journalist. He was a Republican since being delegated to the first RNC in 1856, served as the Maine state legislature, then went on to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1862. He served there for 13 years, serving as Speaker of the House, and was named Secretary of State twice. So, between being an important founding father of the Republican Party and journalist on top of all that, you'd think that Blaine would be a shoo-in for president, right? Nay, nay, my friends. He had a well-publicized feud with fellow Republican Representative Roscoe Conkling, and he got nailed for using government funds for his personal gain. This led to his first nomination failure to Rutherford Hayes in 1876, as well as the nickname Plumed Knight. And then he lost to Cleveland in 1880, but not all was lost with Blaine. As senator, he began the Pan-American movement, which used the age-old Monroe Doctrine to assemble the first Conference of America, which, in addition to keeping Western Hemisphere safe from the rest of the world, also used arbitration, I guess, for lack of a better word, to settle disputes between Western nations. Arbitration. That's a good one. He also used his writing skills one last time when he published 20 Years of Congress, From Lincoln to Garfield. James Gillespie Blaine died on January 27th, 1893. Happy birthday, James. 2017. Doctor Strange sets a record for having the most comic book characters to appear in movies. Stan the Man Lee had 29 characters, the most to be adapted into a movie. Doctor Strange first appeared in comics in 1968. Excelsior! 1995, Clinton bails out Mexico. As the peso fell to an all-time low, President Bill Clinton authorized a loan for $20 billion. Clinton argued that a financially weak Mexico would not help America, would create an influx of illegal aliens into the U.S., threatening American jobs and border security, and otherwise negatively impact the U.S. economy. A Republican-led Congress argued, it wasn't America's role to bail out a country that can't manage their own money. So, Clinton bypassed the legislature, being accused of abusing executive power. Mexico would eventually pay off the loan and its interest. In Super Bowl news, 1988, Super Bowl 12, Redskins v. Broncos. Broncos favored by 3. It looked like it was over before it began. The Skins were trailing 10-0 until they pushed back and scored 35 unanswered points in the second quarter. A Super Bowl record, by the way. They would beat the Broncos 42-10. Chubby Checker and the Rockettes hosted the halftime. 1993, Cowboys crushed the Bills in the Super Bowl 52-17. Michael Jackson performed the halftime. In 1999, John Elway and the Broncos beat Atlanta 34-19, but the most shocking part of that game was the Just 4 Feet commercial that aired. Just 4 Feet was becoming a giant of a company and was ready for the big time. 127 million TV viewers, a $7 million 30-second spot. The commercial shows four white men in a Humvee in Kenya chasing down a black runner. They catch up to him, gave him a glass of water, apparently laced with some kind of knockout drug, and changed the runner's shoes to Nikes. The runner wakes up, screams, "No!" and runs off trying to shake the shoes. The New York Times called the commercial appallingly insensitive, and others said the company should just change the name from Just 4 Feet to Just 4 Racists. By November 1999, Just 4 Feet had to file Chapter 7, and one commercial took down what could have been an empire.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for January 31st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your thoughts are on today's ep. For example, as far as the Vietnam War goes, was that Johnson's war? Or what about Bill Clinton bailing out Mexico? Did any good come out of that? So yeah, let me know what your take is. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about space disaster news about the Columbia, Thomas Edison, and Iraq war news, so don't miss that. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. And we will see you tomorrow.
Good night now.